Hi, this is Lori McCabe from the SMB Group, and today I'm talking to Aaron Baer, Director of Marketing for Zulu, which provides small businesses and consumers with tools to help them manage their online and social media presence. So, Aaron, thanks for joining us today for the SMB Spotlight and, you know, talking to us a little bit about Zulu. You know, before we get into kind of what it does and who it's for and all that kind of thing, I'm wondering, can you tell me a little bit about the company, about Zulu, who you are, where you're from, and how'd you get your name?
Well, there's a good story behind all that, really, except for the name part. The name part really just came from an idea. We thought it was a funny name, a fun name, and we sort of ran with it. It works really well in that social space, so really the name Zulu just came from brainstorming. But the rest of our story in terms of where we came from, what we're all about, it all starts really with our CEO, Jeff Herzog. Back in 1998, started another company called iCrossing.
Mm-hmm.
And iCrossing sort of pioneered search engine optimization before anyone had even heard of Google. Or really SEO at all. Started it right before the big bubble burst of the dot-coms in 2000 and 1999 era. But he pushed through, and then 2008, after making the company, he raised $125 million for him, employed 600 worldwide. He left iCrossing really to get back into the sort of startup entrepreneurial roots of his. So then he started Zulu.com, and Zulu is actually a piece of the larger company Zog Media that he started, which is a digital media agency, which includes Zulu.com, which is a socially enabled platform, and then Zog Names, which is our ICANN accredited domain registrar, and then also FilterBlur, which is our in-house design studio that allows us to do sort of advanced design services and SEO services as well.
Okay, so I know, those of us that are kind of in this internet business, we know what a lot of those things you just tossed out there means. But let's mm-hmm. start with, the parent company, Zog Media. What business is it in?
Zog Media, we call it a digital media agency. So it's really everything online, everything web interactive. So it starts from, simple website design all the way up to this search engine optimization. And for those listeners that don't really know what that is, it's what a company does to help them get found on Google search. So what's great about it is that the Zulu platform is a socially enabled platform is what we call it. So it's a platform that allows you to build a website that connects with social networks. So imagine you update your website, and at the same time when you update that website, it goes out to Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, your Facebook fan pages, things like that. And so Zog Media, in its essence, it harnesses the power of the Zulu platform, but is also able to offer more high-end design services and development services on the web.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And so, well, let's get into a little bit more about Zulu. That's kind of the technology or the engine that powers all this, right?
Well, really, Zulu is your home on the web. There's really two things when we started Zulu that we wanted to sort of allow people to connect online from their own domain. It's pretty obvious right now that people want to be found on the web. That's Twitter usernames, Facebook vanity URLs, things like that. People want to be able to be found on the web. And we looked at this issue and said, okay, why isn't the domain name becoming more popular than for the individual? Why doesn't the consumer, the average person, have their own domain name? And we came across two reasons for that. One, setting up a domain name is complicated. If you've ever done it through like a GoDaddy before, it's not an easy process. And the other thing is that domain names and websites are basically an island. They're not connected to the rest of the people online. The only way you can really interact with a domain name or a website on a domain name is to go directly there. So we look to address that two ways. One, we made our domain, to set up a domain on Zulu as easy as choosing your username on Twitter or on Facebook. And then we also made it so that your site on Zulu for the, for a small business or for an individual consumer or a professional is connected to the major social networks that I mentioned before, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, all of those. So you're able to still interact with those networks and connect on those networks, but Zulu sort of opens you up to the broader online network of, through Google search and things like that, because when you have your own domain name, one of the big advantages is that you are, the SEO of that boosts you so much. So you're able to be found and you're able to connect to people who just aren't, to people who aren't on Facebook or people who aren't on Twitter. You're able to connect to anybody who's online. And really, so that aspect of, okay, so we want to provide people domain names, but then this other aspect of, we want to provide people an easy way to manage their social networks, and that's really what Zulu is. That's really what it addresses is those really two points there.
Right. So now you've pretty much decided you're going to focus on everything that has to do with your online presence and social media management space, whatever we want to call it. It's gotten really crowded in a big hurry. There's just a lot of vendors trying to carve out a niche here. Why do you think a small business in particular would want to check out Zulu?
Our key differentiator with Zulu from anybody else in the market right now really is that I consider us a boundary spanner. From these terms, honestly, now have been overused so much that they're starting to lose meaning. But from Web 1.0 to Web 2.0, the idea of having a static website and then having the social media. You still need that website. You still need that regular website that people can come to and get information. But there's no denying that you need to be able to interact in the social space. And really, that's what Zulu does. And especially when you look at our Zog Media offering, with helping small businesses set up websites and doing SEO and things like that. That's really the value that we bring, is that we're like, we can build you a quality and attractive, edgy website, but at the same time, we can help you sort of make your mark and really carve out a space for you in the social space.
Right. On Zulu itself, though, you have, you can register your domain, you can do SEO. What's included in that SEO that you can do yourself on Zulu?
Well, with Zulu, so the idea with Zulu here is to allow anybody to build a website on their own domain.
Right.
And so the key word there is anyone. So we make it so that no matter how tech savvy you are, you can build a website. And how we did that is we built our website editor on a drag and drop platform. So the way I put it is that if you can design a PowerPoint slide, you can design a site on Zulu. You just say, I want this here, I want this content here, let me click here and make this bold and change its color, do all these different things. Obviously, when building a website, a key component of that is SEO. We include one of the upgrades you can do for $1.99 a month is our easy SEO. Now, this is very basic SEO that we can do with this, but you just click this feature. And then you just type in keywords and page titles, and then that'll go into the HTML code of the site and embed those keywords and change the titles of the pages and all of that to help boost your SEO, help people get going with SEO. Now, there's more advanced things that we do, but yeah, I mean, for somebody who's just looking to have a website and doesn't, they don't want to spend the money to really invest in it, it's a simple process.
Yeah, so I know some things you charge for and some things are free. Can you tell me a little bit about what's free and where there's a fee and when there's a fee, how much it is?
Right, well, our storefront, the idea behind the storefront is that we don't want to charge for things that people can already get for free. We genuinely, the micropayment subscription model, rather, is where the industry is going, is where the social industry is going, just because the advertising model is not going to work. Google has really changed the game there. So you're not going to see a business really be able to thrive off of an advertising model too much in the future. So we had to move to this micropayment and subscription model. What's key to our model is that we don't charge for anything that you can get elsewhere for free that works sort of in this whole picture. So, for example, our blogging service, when you sign up for Zulu, you can get our graffiti blog is what we call it, for free. You can get our social integration for free, so sort of this TweetDeck-esque service that allows you to update all these different networks from one place. We don't charge for our dashboards. That's one of these services. That's one of these features that's sort of like iGoogle, where you can pull in widgets from all these different sites and see RSS feeds and your stocks and things like that. So that's all free. That all comes with a free package. But the things that we do charge for then are things that people understand that they have a cost for them, and they all start at, well, they're actually all at $1.99 a piece, and then you can get packages.
$1.99 a piece
these features.
Per month? Mm-hmm.
Right,
okay.
Right. And those include our easy SEO. Those include our domain names. You can remove ads from your site. You can integrate your own ads to your site. You can do third-party tracking, things like that. And those are all $1.99 a month, or you can get our standard package for $4.99 a month, or our pro package for $9.99 a month.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of disruptive in the pricing, right? Your pricing is a little disruptive to a lot of what's out there.
You know, and that's the nice thing about our the Zulu platform is that mm-hmm. because we built such a robust platform, we're able to mass produce websites with SEO, with unlimited pages or things like that. At a very low cost to us, and we're able to then sort of pass that low cost on to the consumer.
Okay.
Since it's not a really a one-to-one basis in terms of development, it's a one to basically unlimited ratio
right.
in terms of developing and pushing out websites.
Well, who do you see as competitors, Aaron?
You know, there's definitely...
Who else, you know, small in the small business space anyway, if they're looking at Zulu, who else might they be looking at?
Well, it depends on what they're looking at Zulu. You know, I mentioned before that it's a really robust platform. And the thing with Zulu is that there's nobody else that does everything that we do. There are people who definitely do pieces of what we do, and they do them quite well. And, you know, we took cues from them. We weren't trying to reinvent the wheel with Zulu. We were just trying to provide a more robust and simple platform. So, you know, I mentioned our dashboards that sort of bring together the best of the web. That, you know, I said like iGoogle. It's a lot like iGoogle. You know, there's tons of different places that you can go to get a website built. You know, that list goes on and on. I contend, though, that our website builder combined with our social integration, that there's nothing else like that. But, you know, you look at our graffiti blog, it's very much like a Tumblr blog. You know, Tumblr really did a great job in sort of defining this crossbreed between the traditional blog and microblog. And we thought it's a great style, so we sort of took some cues from them. But then we improved upon it by adding this SEO piece and by adding this website builder to it and making the social integration a lot easier. So definitely some places that do things similar to us, but nobody else that we've seen that brings it all together like that.
Okay, well, you know, it really looks pretty cool. I went and played around with it, and it does offer a lot, and there's definitely a lot you can try for free. So, Aaron, if you can, you know, just give us the link, we'll post that too, but tell everybody where they can go if they want to check it out.
Oh, yeah, just go to Zulu.com. That's Zoolo.com. And, you know, like you mentioned, Lori, it's free to sign up. Honestly, from what we've seen with people sort of signing up with Zulu, a lot of them have come onto Zulu as a free account and upgraded. Most of our paid users have come that way. Not a lot of people come and just bought off straight off the bat. They come, they test it out, they like it, and then they decide, you know what, it's worth the $1.99 investment or $4.99 investment a month.
Yeah, well, we're all for free trials, that's for sure. Well,
definitely.
Aaron, thank
yeah.
you so much for talking to us today and joining us and sharing the information that you have. And I think that, you know, definitely there's a lot of small businesses out there that are struggling with a lot of these things, and it's kind of overwhelming, and this looks like something that that could help them really manage this more effectively. So thank you again.